Hello, Evans, Barbara and Gerald. Another update here from Hong Kong. I'm afraid another one of your listeners is in prison in Hong Kong. He was one of four people arrested at Hong Kong Airport on February 18. Two Tanzanians, two Kenyans. At least two of them had been to Hong Kong before on business. All four had drugs in their stomach, dozens of capsules, mostly cocaine. Drugs had been obtained from Burundi. One particular guy, at least he had heard your interview with me on Clouds, but he still came, even though he knew the dangers. I asked him why, even though you heard the interview, you knew it was dangerous. He said, oh, I needed the money for my family. But this particular guy, not very happy. He feels the group was set up because he said there were many dozens of African passengers on the Ethiopian Airlines flight. But when they got to Hong Kong, immigration authorities or customs officials had the names of these four people on a list and made a beeline for them and arrested them. So he feels that somebody set them up or betrayed them. So all four are now facing 10 years in prison after cut. They'll get 24 years each, reduced by one-third for pleading guilty, another one-third for good behavior. That comes down to about 10 years. So I hope, again, people in Tanzania and Kenya will think twice about bringing drugs to Hong Kong. There's also new equipment now in Hong Kong prisons for detecting fluids and other foodstuffs as you go in. Not just x-ray, but a new machine. And I think they've got something like that at Hong Kong Airport now. Even more sophisticated detection equipment for detecting drugs. So bringing drugs to Hong Kong is just more and more of a suicide mission. I hope people will not do it. On the good news front, there's a social worker. Her first name is Grace. She's in Dar es Salaam. And she's kept contact with the families of the inmates that I visited when I was there last month and trying to help them if they need assistance with school fees or whatever. And one other piece of good news is that the inmates in Hong Kong are studying. A lot of them now are doing courses. I've been trying to encourage them to study Mandarin. I used to encourage African inmates in Hong Kong to learn Cantonese because Hong Kong's a Cantonese-speaking place. But having been to Africa and seen all the Chinese business people and enterprises and tourism and so on there, now I'm encouraging the Africans to learn Mandarin so that when they go back to Africa, it might help them get a job. Evans, hope your Mandarin is doing well. Okay, thank you all. God bless you all. And please, people in Tanzania and Kenya, please don't bring drugs to Hong Kong. Big hardship for yourselves and your families. Please don't do it. Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless.